So I figured Roy Orbison talking about his mom, his mama. At least he can spell it right. Right. My favorite tattoo artist can, apparently. That's why my arm says MoMA tried instead of MAMA tried. But I'll live with it. There's really no way to fix it at this
That's
point.
Why you need me. I would not have let that happen.
I was a single man without a spell checker. Well, me and Spencer were like so fucking convinced we were going to misspell like tried. Like, tired, try, like, let's Google that. But we're, like, both two guys with, like, mommy issues, so mama is not the thing we've written on a card ever in our life, you right. know? It's like, MoMA. Yeah. I've been to the MoMA, you know? Like, oh, mama. Okay. And then, yeah, we went into some Roy Orbison mama. And
behind us.
Sorry, I was looking behind me. We had
the
like,
instrumental.
Oh yeah, the instrumental.
More Japanese tourists.
Yeah. They were like the oldest one was like 14. You know? Yeah. Where's your mom?
Or like 37? You know.
I don't know. Yeah. Right. Well, they left and quieted down. But yeah, we had an influx of some Japanese folks that came in. And like that one girl wouldn't stop yelling at me. And even I had my headphones on and I'm just like even shaking my head like, I can't hear you. I don't want to hear you.
What she said was sweet though. She goes, in my country we have a saying. Because we said, yes, you can use the bathroom. She goes, in my country we have a saying. There is the sun for the day, the moon for the night, and you for everything else.
Aw. Well, I'll stop being a jerk about it then, I guess. I don't know. I was just sitting here while she said that. I just want to give her this one, like my little mean mug, like shaking my head no. And I'm like, God, now I feel like a fucking jerk. But so I found this on was it Spotify or whatever on the internet. I just thinking we need to start playing more music in the background when we're talking. And I was like, oh, instrumental versions of great songs are instantly recognizable. And this was like, of course, you know, right there. And then I was listening to it and I was like, I'd honestly be a fucking dickhead. Like if I was listening to KXSF or, you know, 89.5, you know, KPU or something, and they played a little bit of this
right.
and didn't play the actual song. I'd feel a little robbed.
Right.
Not in that, like, leave them wanting them more. But more in that, like, why didn't you play the fucking song? And I was like, oh, yeah, we got this on vinyl. Why don't we play the fucking song?
Yeah.
So.
We're going to play the fucking song.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, yeah.
We have only 35 chambers. There is no 36.
I know that. But I want to create a new chamber.
Oh? And what would that be?
Oh, fuck you, can't even sing. Yeah, just sing some good stuff.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Mic so I can take her away. Off on a natural charge, bone for yards. Yeah, from the home of the Dodger Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, hubby's on the swarm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. Well, you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho. Killer Norman Bain, my producer slam. My flow is like bam, jump on stage, I've been addicted.
I like the way you sing.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Now, they got issues, keep the feeling. Man, well, the can be still hard, it's a root. Well, we're more of a fact, man.
I could take it away. Off on an absolute charge, Bon Voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer hubbies on the swamp. Rain on your college ass, it's so dumb. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta vote the one killer bee any day over kill now. Drop that down, pass all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For any MC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer, Norman Bass. My producer slam, though it's like, bam, jump on stage and then I dent down.
So take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our love story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow. So take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you. 'Cause if you stay with us, you're gonna be pretty cookie too. Will you stay in our love story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. And if you ever have to go to school, remember how they messed up this old fool. Don't pick fights with the bullies or the cats, 'cause I'm not much cop at punching other people's dads. And if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it on the fire and take the car downtown. Will you stay in my lover's story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance. Stay in my lover's story. If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of.
They're fool, just talking lots of shine. Two turkeys in the rain, killing heads with pride. A fancy little fool with fancy little ways, churning bullshit in the butter, 'cause butter always pays. But who's the bigger fool? Is it the fool? Is it the fool? Is it the fool? Oh, fool. Look at that taboo. We're beating dirty tricks. Must be made of Teflon, cause nothing ever sticks. Dancing around the room, we're farting in the breeze. Friends huff it down like it's American cheese. So who's the bigger fool? Is it the fool? Is it the fool? Is it the fool?
I lost my soul. crying in the morning, sitting in a chair. She was wrapping something up and wrapping it with care. I did not mean to hurt her when I fell asleep last night. I was just exhausted from the act of being polite. Yes, I was just exhausted from the act of being polite.
Thank you.
motherfucker spitting.
Thank you. baby. I wanna come home from Mexico. Wanna turn the lights down low. Turn up your stereo. Baby, walk those stairs, yeah. Going up into your room. Baby, wanna come back to you. Baby, we should wanna home. Baby, wanna come back to you. Come back to Mexico. Yeah, baby, come home. Wanna come home to you. Wanna come home, baby. Yeah, Mexico, yeah. Oh, baby, no, ain't gonna tell no.
Howdy.
We're back.
I'm not going to lie. Claudia can... I could have kept it just between me and Claudia, but turn that down just a little bit. Bring it down.
I am.
Okay. Geez Louise. That was the makeup with their version of Hey Joe. Which we all know is a Jimi Hendrix song or whatever for the most part, but that's actually an old, like, blues song that's been done a million times over. And it's actually public domain. Anybody, you yourself at home can do your own version of Hey Joe and share it with the world without any copyright infringement. But that is the only version where it ends up happy.
Right.
Like, hey, Joe, you down in Mexico? Come back home.
Right.
When you come back home, knock on my door. And you can ask Claudia. I got a little misty.
The
like,
loaf got clumped.
I've never heard this version until now, really. You know, he didn't kill the woman. He just went and took a little break, you know. And they're going to work it out. That is so much fucking better than the original version. I mean, the original version, you know, of course, has its merit. I'm not going to argue that, but, like, it was a very, very sweet version of that song.
Yeah, definitely.
And the makeup. I saw them open up for Sonic Youth. Clay Neely took me to that fucking show. It was a Sonic Youth, the makeup, and some new band called Yola Tango was opening up. And
Yeah.
I've seen them like four times. I still can't get into that band.
I never really got into them either. I appreciate some of it, but it's like...
Good for the people that do. But anyways, the makeup, I was like, holy shit. This reminds me of like Nation of Ulysses. And I was like, holy shit. This is like members of Nation of Ulysses, the old Discord band, which we played on the show before. And they're so much fun. And I saw them in Minneapolis twice too. They're like, they were just such a great live experience and a lot of fun. But yeah, they gave us some Hey Joe. I guess we'll work backwards from there. What do we do from there?
We did Jimi Hendrix with Manic Depression.
Motherfucker spitting.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience.
That's the one. From there we did Ramones Rock and Roll High School. Rock. I dedicate that one to my son Show, who just started last week. Started his senior year of high school.
He's a man.
He's a man. He's almost a man. He's a strapping young man. But yeah, I could also tell just like just in the last week, like how was school? You know what I mean? Because
right.
When it was summertime, like how you doing? Oh, great, man. You know, we would chat it up or something. No, it's like school. It's like how are your teachers? How's school?
Fine.
And he falls asleep around 9:30.
Right.
You know, like.
Like, senior year is awesome, but senior year also sucks because it's that, like, home stretch, you know?
There's a lot of pressure right there in the moment, isn't there? Backing up, we had The Residents with The Act of Being Polite.
On the commercial album.
The commercial album. The best 60 seconds you're going to get all day, but that's what I tell Claudia every night.
If you'd like to familiarize yourself with the work of The Residents, I think the commercial album is
the commercial album is like the best introduction point, because it's like they're minute long songs, and they're not like abbreviated or anything. They're full songs, but like, yeah, there's 28 of them on that album. Thank God the fucking CD was in the thing, because I said earlier, like, I sat down and I apparently had it.
The thing like exploded.
Look at that. That would have cracks on both sides. That would have cracked the CD. It would have been like, God damn it.
Cartoon cigar and it blew up. Like, I don't know what happened.
It was
like physics, like science.
Oh, no, there's 40 songs. Sorry, 40 songs. On this album.
But that was like physics. Like, you hit that at like just the right point, and then...
Lucky I didn't lose an eye, to be honest with you. Before that was, it depends on what you want to call it. Jihad Jerry and the Evildoers is the way I understood the album when it first came out. Some people thought that was like, you know, Islamophobic or whatever. It was an album that came out like just after 9/11. And it was about Holy War. He played two characters in the album, like the Americans, you know, the Christians and the Muslims. And it was this whole little thing about the Holy War. And when they did the reissue for Record Store Day and put it out on vinyl, they just said Joe Casale or whatever. And I've even had arguments with my friend Corey and stuff, like, oh, that's not a great album. That's horrible. And I was like, it's about... like extremist on both sides, you know, like, see, when you're an atheist, it's like, you know, like talking shit about Christians, Jews, or Muslims is no different. It's like, oh God, these people with these ridiculous fairy tales in their fucking head. Like, I don't discriminate against these people or anything, but I mean, like, yeah, you're for 2,000 years or better, your people have been teaching you to, like, accept things as fact with no evidence. And that's how you get QAnon. That's how you get suicide bombers. That's how you get illiterate fucking fundamentalists.
Right. Entire radicalized nations.
Yeah. Including our own. Yeah, especially our own, you know. That was a song... Joe Casale actually opened up a little bit in that song and talked about like a hooker he used to see in San Francisco, and like, I left my heart in San Francisco. I left my brain, my wallet, and my money too. It was, I can see why Mark was like, "Hey, that's not a Devo song. Maybe, right. Maybe that's a solo project song." But fuck you, Corey. I think it's perfectly acceptable. For Jerry Casale to make these things. Oh, he's got a great song on the album. I thought about playing this one tonight, but Danger is actually a way better song. But he's got a Army Girls Gone Wild.
Right.
Army Girls Gone Wild. And it's about Abu Ghraib prison.
Right.
And I don't think anybody mistook that, you know, if anything short of sarcasm. Before that was Primus, Follow the Fool, which is, we got that.
That's new album, right?
Yeah, that new EP. We only got one more song to play off that, and we'll probably do it next week, because you know how the fuck I am. I love me some fucking Primus and Les Claypool, so. But, Follow the Fool, which is actually kind of right along with what I was saying about following the, but off their, Conspiranoid album, the EP. We got that in the mail the other day. It was a beautifully marbled colored vinyl little EP. Before that, it was
Bowie? Yeah. Kooks from Hunky Dory.
Will you say I'm my love?
I love that song so much. Oh, I love that album so much.
Oh, that album is my favorite. Like, yeah, my favorite Bowie. Yeah.
I used to sing. Is so sweet.
I sung that to my son's show when he was a little kid, like a little baby, like not even a kid, like a baby. Will you stay in my life? And I stood by the promise that, like, and if the homework brings you down, then we'll throw it in the fire and take a car downtown.
Right.
Like, there were times I remember, like, what, you got homework tomorrow? Fuck that. We're going to the movies. Right. We're going to the Metreon and watching some fucking Spider-Man. And, you know, like, we're not doing no homework, man. I'll talk to your teacher.
You're in the second grade. It'll be okay.
Yeah, this will roll off your back a bit. And then the oldest, the dirtiest, the bastardiest.
ODB. With
ODB.
Shimmy. We're dancing around in the studio.
We were having a good one. Yeah. We've been having a good one tonight. It's been nice.
Yeah. What are we moving on to next? We have about 15 minutes.
Oh, shit. 17 minutes. Well, we can at least get through three gratitudes, and then we'll see you from there.
Okay? All right.
This is the tri-gratitude set, starting off with Oingo Boingo.
Funeral blues. Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come. Let aeroplanes circle moaning overhead, scribbling on the sky the message, he is dead. Put crepe bows round the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. It was my north, my south, my east and west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my noon, my midnight, my talk, my song. I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out every one. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean. And sweep up the wood. For nothing now can ever come to any good. Don't stop the clocks. I started watching the walking videos during the first lockdown. The initial fascination was the empty streets. Normally busy areas like Piccadilly Circus or the South Bank, completely empty of the life that used to fill them. When the lockdowns began to lift, the attraction was in watching people returning to those same streets, and now it's in the opportunity to witness street life in all corners of the globe. London, yes, but also New York, Tokyo, Barcelona, Seoul. These days, you name pretty much any city, and someone in it will have strapped a GoPro to themselves and took to the streets. I just tried it for Lagos, Nigeria, and sure enough, yep, someone's done it. Buenos Aires? You got it. Wanna walk alongside the Ganges in Varanasi? You can. It isn't just the great world cities, either. If you want, you can take a virtual walk around Macclesfield, or Yeovil, or Halifax, whether in Yorkshire or Nova Scotia. You can even have a look around my manor in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, if you like. Why, today, of all days, am I writing about the walking videos? Well, partly because it seemed appropriate given Saturday's entry on my blog, Wrestling Emily Dickinson, which concerned a video someone had taken walking part of the length of the queue, which snaked from Westminster Hall all the way to Southwark. And partly because these videos tell us a truth about city life, which we won't see in footage on the News of London today. With the normal business of city life stilled this time, not because of a virus that threatens all humanity, but in order to cosset the grief of a single absurdly powerful family, the normally active, milling crowds replaced with a passive audience watching a single coffin be escorted to Westminster Abbey. And I don't use the word cosset lightly. One of the most heartening things about watching someone walk part of the length of the queue on Saturday was watching as it got away from the display of roided-up security theatre in Westminster and started snaking along the opposite side of the river, where all the usual overpriced bars and allegedly artisanal food trucks were still hawking their wares, and where people outside of the queue were enjoying the riverside as they would on any other sunny Sunday.
Swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a pattern? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
International banking, diplomatic cables, nuclear missile launch codes all rely on unbreakable encryption. What if these codes were no longer secure? That nightmare scenario seems to be a reality. A shadowy underworld syndicate is auctioning off access to the world's encrypted secrets. The only plausible explanation for this ability? Someone has achieved the holy grail of code breaking. Quantum computing. Veteran CIA agent John Clooney must track down the perpetrators and retrieve this technology for the U.S. government. And it's personal, as the Enigma brokers have already cost the lives of his fellow agents, perhaps including his partner. John Wessex, the Enigma brokers, is the first book of the John Clooney
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a pattern? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
International banking, diplomatic cables, nuclear missile launch codes all rely on unbreakable encryption. What if these codes were no longer secure? That nightmare scenario seems to be a reality.
To say, and as we go,
Search of Nazi Gold. John Wessex's The Prague Deception is the third book of the John Clooney thrillers. Get it on Amazon.
Hey, Mutant Ear.
Musée des Beaux-Arts. About suffering, they were never wrong, the old masters. How well they understood its human position. How it takes place while someone else is eating or opening a window or just walking dully along. How when the aged are reverently, passionately waiting for the miraculous birth, there always must be children who did not specially want it to happen, skating on a pond at the edge of the wood. They never forgot that even the dreadful martyrdom must run its course anyhow in a corner, some untidy spot, where the dogs go on with their doggy life, and the torturer's horse scratches its innocent behind on a tree. In Bruegel's Icarus, for instance, how everything turns away quite leisurely from the disaster. The ploughman may have heard the splash, the forsaken cry, but for him it was not an important failure. The sun shone as it had to on the white legs disappearing into the green water, and the expensive delicate ship that must have seen something amazing, a boy falling out of the sky, had somewhere to get to, and sailed calmly on.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced.